Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
New Jersey's got a lot of historic wows, from Victorian beach towns to Revolutionary War battlegrounds. Explore wow after wow at more than 463 historic landmarks, in museums, lighthouses, and over 58 state and national parks. It's one wow after another, you get it. Find your wow at visitnj.org/history. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today,
Bill? I'm listening.
It's got a big deal with that. Mutts and Guts.
Mutts and Guts.
Mutts and Guts is what he's got going on like that. It's his dog walking program, and he's the infrastructure for it. Nice. So it's all for heart health. So he's part of the infrastructure that sets up. They have so for people to walk other people's dogs, and Steve does it too. So they get it, walk dogs and work on your fitness. Mutts and Guts. And Steve
Guts. Got it.
So he gets it. Nice. You want to work on the midsection?
On the midsection.
Yeah, right there. How about getting some dog walking in? Why not, instead of people go out walking, why don't you grab a dog? Take a dog with you. We do it every day, don't we, Steve?
Yes,
it's enjoyable. It's
bullet and sugar.
Twice or
get
three
nice
times.
Walks.
Oh, yeah. You go two or three.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's two or three. Like walk day is a great day.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, this is a good idea.
Mutts and Guts. So he's out there. He's, like I said, he sets everyone up. So he's got the spreadsheet of who's picking whose dog, who's going at what time. They check in with Steve. And Steve does it also. He gets out there about 10:44 and 2:44. He takes a little, he'll go grab a couple of mutts and whisk them around town.
This might be my favorite Schindler idea.
Mutts and Guts.
So you can just fitness go in there and walk someone else's dog.
Yes.
And you know this too, Bill. How happy are those dogs today?
Oh, they're happy.
They're smiling.
I'm telling you, aren't they? That's one of my favorite.
Jake, they love it. They love to walk.
I don't know what the
situation
is with Bullet, but because I'll start saying like I start getting stuff out. I go, "You want to go for a walk?" Yeah. And she gets fired up, and then I bring the leash in. I throw it on the ground. She goes over and grabs it and runs it over to you and just holds it like just let's do it. And then she sits and waits, and she knows when she hears the click of the click, and she's like, "Here we go."
Yep,
it's on.
It's very similar.
Yeah,
very similar parallel lives. I just will sometimes go, "Do you want to go for it?"
They light up and spin around in circles.
Yeah, Bill has heard Bullet's reaction.
I've heard it.
Yes, it's almost like a cry of joy.
Yes,
like, it's amazing.
There's two things that there's with sugar. There's that. Then they'll like, "Where's your ball?" Oh, you just say, "Where's your ball?" She just goes crazy. Then she knows that she can't find it. She knows the cupboard it's in. And she goes and stares at the cupboard. Like, it's right there. Just get it out. Get it out.
They're
get it
smart.
Out now.
They're strangely smart. Like, and if I need Bullet to go home, I'll say, "You want to go see Mom?"
Yeah.
And he'll just bolt towards the
house.
He knows words. It's interesting.
Smart dog.
Jake's you get a dog.
Jake, you're less than impressed with us.
I'm not. Mutts and Guts is a great idea. I'm a big fan of that. Schindler is a genius, as usual.
Mutts and Guts going on.
So you can just go to the bank and get a dog and take a walk.
Like a walk, yes.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Creighton, Nebraska.
Shindaddy he never fails.
Never fails.
Every day there's something. There's something. Yeah. He's a brilliant man.
I love that. That one might be my favorite one. Although there's been a lot of good ones.
Thank you to,
I don't know
thank
how
you
he
to
does
Midwest
it.
Bank.
Now, how's he come up with ideas every day?
I tell you what, he's busy. He's super busy. I just check in with him at night and say, hey, what's going on tomorrow? Here's what I got.
Tamara's got to be helping.
She'll be helping with the infrastructure.
Absolutely. Thanks to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring hour two of Early Break. Now, this next segment is going to get people upset in this room.
It is. Particularly it's the one to my left.
It's a tough subject. Now,
we've been on this subject for a long time.
We know through this entire season and last year that Bill is very much so against Big Noon Kickoff being a marquee time.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Klatt is going to back it up because it was announced the other day that Indiana, Ohio State, next week on the 23rd,
2 versus 5,
is going to be a big noon kickoff at 11 a.m. This bothers you, Bill.
Oh, it does. Yeah, absolutely. That game should be a night game. At worst, it's a 3:30 Eastern, at worst. But for it to be an 11 a.m. kick or noon Eastern time, no. That's not what you do. That's just not what you do to those games.
What if I told you this, Bill? This is the part that freaked me out the most. Ohio State's final six games of this regular season will be noon kickoffs. Yeah. Their final six games. Now, how would you feel if you're a Buckeye fan?
Horrible.
You want to do some
tailgating? Number two before in the country. Yeah, and plus it's just getting to the stadium, doing all stuff. That's a lot. I mean, the games aren't electric at 11 o'clock. They're not. People are trying to wake up. Sometimes by the end of the game, they get going, that's like, no. And actually, like, even myself, I'm kind of like, I might miss the first two series. I'm doing something around the house. Also, I got to turn that on.
Six games. Last six games are noon kickoffs. Yeah. How would the Nebraska fan base react to that?
They'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah. If you were the AD, Bill, would you address it? Could you? Is there anything to address?
I don't know what you can do because
there's not much you can do.
Because the issue is Fox pays the money to be able to select the teams. They're like, yeah, we got to pick whoever we want to play at this time.
That's right.
You know, and then there, like I said, we got information, I think via X, like that, which I didn't know this all the time. I knew it, but I just didn't know it was all the time that, you know, the Big Noon kickoff doesn't always get the Big Noon crew. Like the Big Noon crew did Texas Tech game last week. Texas Tech, Colorado, with the Big Noon kickoff was a different one, but it doesn't matter. The game for that game, 2 versus 5. Mm. I mean, you heard Lane Kiffin just go crazy off of not getting a night game and LSU getting the night game. Well, they still had a 3:30 kick Eastern time. So the game was still at night in essence. The second half was at night. But it's just the vibe is different, and that's wrong. It's wrong.
You know, Joel Klatt felt inclined on X 2 days ago to talk about this because people are pissed about Indiana, Ohio State being at 11 a.m. or big noon. He says,
okay, I got a question for you before you read these.
Yes.
Do you think there's executives at Fox that reached out to Joel Klatt and said, hey, could you put these talking points in writing for us?
I think there's potential, but I think Joel Klatt probably is proud of what he is a part of.
Okay, and what did he say?
He says, lots of talk about Big Noon Saturday. Here are some things I think you should know.
This is interesting, Joel Klatt. This is interesting.
He says, number one, Big Noon Saturday has been the most watched college football window for the last few years. Last year, our window averaged almost 7 million viewers per game. He says, prior to Big Noon, this window in college football was non-existent. Fox Sports saw a clear opportunity to build value into the sport by creating a third window for premium college football. That clearly worked, says Joel Klatt. The Big Ten entered this partnership with 3 network partners, and those partners have exclusivity in their preferred window. Fox at noon, CBS at 3:30, NBC at 7. He says, when we have the privilege to select one of the great matchups of the week, we showcase that game in our premium window.
See, now that's the thing, Bill. I'm not pushing back on your take. There's just a part of this that's very pragmatic, and it's a money discussion. I mean, Fox owns the noon window.
Yeah, because everyone else that's Rutgers, Minnesota. That's I mean, just look at the games before. What was the 11 o'clock known for? Awful games. Just
Snoozers.
The games that no one cares about. So when you throw one game in there, I agree. Okay, it's smart business. Okay, numbers are good. Yeah. I'll give him that. But if he can sit there, can he tell me that, and the fan bases agree? Because they don't.
No, because they're pissed.
No, because
he's hearing from.
You're going to watch that game because it's like, yeah, I'm going to watch that because there's nothing else on. So they win that part. But there's chance that a fan base is going to be, ask Lane Kiffin, Lane, do you want the 11 o'clock kickoff? No. No, I don't. No way. No one wants
it. And no Ohio State fan's going to say, yeah, I prefer a noon kickoff to 7.
Yeah.
No.
No. I mean, the shoe would have been nuts for that game. Craziness.
Bill, it's an interesting discussion, though. It is.
In this thread by Joel Klatt, there was a comment that he replied to. Someone says, in what universe is it fair for Ohio State to have to carry the weight with this many Big Noon games?
Yep.
Having 5 or 6 games on Big Noon is insane.
Yep.
Why shouldn't Ohio State demand more money considering the ratings are off the backs of the Buckeyes? It literally kills Ohio State home atmosphere. Joel says, I understand your point. However, you realize that we called 18 Michigan games the last 3 seasons.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Should we send them a larger check as well? The conference, as well as Ohio State, signed this contract. They knew the plan.
The conference being down affects Ohio State. Michigan being down affects this, right?
It does. It does. And business-wise, I agree with them. I'm not off on it.
No, I know,
But it just for the fan base, there's not one fan that wants this. There's not one. Maybe there is. Maybe there's of 100,000, six people. They're over in Section C2.
Not many.
You know, no.
Exactly. No, to have 6 is completely ridiculous. I would think that has to be addressed.
When you're playing an 11 o'clock kickoff here in Lincoln, I mean the team's up at 6. Just so you know, you're up at 6 o'clock. That's about the time you're up. Your team dinners. Your meal, breakfast / whatever is generally always the rules. Roughly 4 hours before. So just do the math on when that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're eating breakfast. I mean, you're out the door, and when you leave to go out and even drive down to Nebraska Stadium, it's like, okay, this is pretty cool. When it's 8:55, people stand around, you're like, hey, having some coffee.
Coffee,
like,
not beer.
No, it's not
coffee.
No, I've seen it for years. It's hard.
It's not good.
Ohio State, the power of Ohio State. Think about this. That game against Penn State 2 weeks ago drew 9.4 million viewers. There's only one college football game that's drawn more viewers this season. And of course, that was also Ohio State. There's Ohio State, Oregon, which drew 10.4 million. Ohio State is so incredibly powerful as a brand. Bill's been there. I've been there. It is a phenomenon Saturday, what happens in that stadium. It is gigantic.
But they're being robbed of the home of the night game.
They are being
robbed.
Or even
late afternoon games.
They're being robbed.
I was there with Urban.
Yeah, you were there.
He loved a night game.
Did he?
He's like, oh, wow, the shoe at night, this thing cranked up. Are you kidding me? This is incredible.
I've been there twice during night games, and to reverse the momentum in that stadium, good luck.
Right. That's why we were happy Nebraska selfishly was playing 11 a.m.
Whoa,
better chance.
Yeah. Not even
sleepy
close.
Environment.
It's not even close. It's good. Yeah. It's good during an early kickoff, but nothing like a night. Yeah. But where is, by the way? What stadium would
there's
you?
There's not
put?
One place. You'd right. Like, well, I'll tell you one thing. One thing you know about Colorado State, 11 a.m., they go.
You know? 10 a.m., they're ready to roll out there.
No one does.
No.
It's not in Colorado State. Just no one does.
Some places it's more pronounced than others, the night atmosphere versus the day. And Ohio State's very pronounced.
And the other part of it's great with the daylight savings time, everything set in. If you kick off on that 2:30, like Ole Miss game against Georgia, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Afternoon setting started things off, and it went, you know, by the time halftime hit, it was already dark.
Yeah.
But that crowd was still a really juiced crowd. But give it a little more time. That early kickoff for the fan bases is no. And you love it if you're just watching on TV. It's kind of like, okay. I mean, do you guys really want to watch USC Nebraska at 11 a.m.?
No.
No. You want to watch that game? It's at what, 3 o'clock local?
Yes.
That's great for everybody.
Yes.
Guys, people watching.
No, think about if Nebraska got really good again and they had five straight games.
11 a.m.
at
noon.
Is it the number two team in the country?
Yeah. I mean, there would be an uproar.
And the easy, you know, the bill to you know, snap back on is what Klatt's saying is like, hey, you guys like the money when it comes in, don't you?
That's
you
like, the thing.
You like that check, didn't you? You like that check.
Yeah.
And everyone signed up for the check. So they're not wrong on putting him there.
They're not.
It's just a disservice. That game should be a night game.
100.
Two versus five.
And now we have, a conference that's coast to coast. You've got four teams in the West Coast that have to wake up at 9 a.m. to watch the big noon kickoff to see, hey, Ohio State likely going to be in the title game. Oregon gets to watch them every week at 9 a.m. Washington, USC, UCLA. Those fans.
Mm-hmm.
Not right.
Mm-mm. I agree.
But again, Joe Klatt has a point. It's good.
The point's well taken, but
point can still suck, though.
But no one likes it as far as the fan base. But they're going to watch because also they put it up against no one else. The other 2:30 games will have four games you want to watch.
Right.
And the other 6:30 games have four games you want to watch.
So they would say, what Klatt would say is, yeah, your program's in a big spotlight in this game. What's wrong with that? It's just not.
It's not the same atmosphere.
No.
Nothing's the same.
No.
Because that game next week will be incredible to watch. Indiana. Hang on. Bill Shrills.
All right.
However, it is still criminal that Penn State, Ohio State, the whiteout is a huge factor for Penn State.
Instead,
it wasn't a factor at all.
Instead, Penn State went with the whiteout against Washington on the Peacock, which one watched. I didn't watch one second.
And they blew them out. It worked. They were fired up. Fan base was ecstatic.
Hey, by the way, great win by Penn State. I'm serious.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Great win.
I thought that game was going to be a 23-19 game. I really did. I go, they're going to be because that's a tough game to recover from.
I picked a Washington upset. Yeah. My picks, don't listen to my picks. I'm in last place in Husker Online.
By
a long way. My picks are terrible.
You do basketball gambling. That's been where you...
One time, you know, back in the day, you guys would be interested in this. You know, we did picks for the Journal Star, and I was also really bad. I was always in last place. And one day, in a press box over here at a game, Greg Sharp, the great Greg Sharp, this is serious. And it freaked me out, and it still does to this day. He pulled me aside and said, now, he was serious. He said, in your position, it's not a great look for you to be in last place all the time. I was like, Greg, I take five minutes to do those picks. He goes, well, I probably should take longer.
Yeah. Because you're in the media and people read you pick.
Right. He goes, it's not a good look.
That's great.
And here I am in last place.
You know what
again.
He is? The ultimate professional.
Oh, he's the greatest.
Oh, great.
And I'm trying to help
Sharp,
you out.
Yeah, when Sharp talks, he has said to me stuff over the years where he was right about things that would happen a year later. I mean, he knows what's going on.
When I would sit down with him in studio there, it was in are they still in the east side of the stadium?
I think so.
They have a really nice setup.
They are in the east side.
Really nice. And when you sit down with him, it's like you're sitting down with one of the most incredible voices, knowledge, but yet you're very much at ease.
Yep.
You're not tense.
Yep.
And the whole time you're thinking, like, this guy knows so much more than me. It's all I could think about the whole time.
That's why it rocked me when he said that. I was like, oh, great.
And then at the Lincoln Country Club, what did Harvey Perlman say to you?
Ah, Sipple, a little out of context.
Oh, God. Oh, it will never, ever get
never
old.
Never get ever. Old. Never ever. Get old.
And then Bo Pelini said, you should have told him whenever you're not near a sewer, you're out of contact. You rat.
Your life is just different, man.
It is. The stuff you dumbed into me.
The stuff I dumbed into. You're saying I dumbed into.
Yeah, you're just standing there at the Lincoln Country Club and a guy walks up and gives you.
You're just getting gas
and shelling. You meet Tonya Harding. That's not falling ass backwards into cool stuff. Are you kidding me?
I couldn't imagine. Well, I met Tonya Harding where I was getting gas at the Shell station. Where else would you meet her at? Where else would you think she'd be?
By the KFC.
Oh,
by the way, Bill, it was Tommy Arciaga.
Yeah.
That was the guy I was talking to the other day when you were on the phone. He was out here. And he was the one who had Tanya in town. Tommy
Arciaga.
So don't
tell me you didn't fall backwards into some of the greatest things you've ever seen. Ever happened.
On Tonya Harding in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Come on. Harvey.
You want to meet Tonya Harding in the truck? She's over getting some KFC. She'll be right back.
Got a three-piece. 5 minutes.
Got a three-piece dark meat.
She got two extra rolls.
All right. When we come back, it's a wild card Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills next.
The Thrills.
Break on the ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.